Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems, and we are just getting our munch on, getting our drink on right here. They're still pouring, still snacking, but I got my band Nick in studio. And I got, and I got my man B over here.
Why are you talking like that?
You're a racist.
No, that was actually pretty good.
What, mine or his?
No, his.
How's that racist?
That's my voice. What do you mean, why am I talking like that? I had a question for you, though, B.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Okay. As long as you don't say anything else racist, then we should be okay.
Okay, continue.
So it's been raining for the last little while. Sun's out now. Starting to warm up a little bit. So after the rain, on a day like today, are you ready for the show?
The show? Oh! I thought you meant like Big Show or something.
Because here he comes in studio, the Big Show!
I'm actually tripping out. I thought you brought the Big Show in here. Okay, anyway, I'm definitely ready for the show, if that's what you mean, but I'm a little discombobulated right now, so this drink you poured is getting to me. He's drinking, it looks like it's sand on the bottom of the drink. What, can you explain that?
It looks like Avatar's fucking piss.
That's actually exactly what it looks like.
That's exactly what it looks like? Doesn't that look like the ocean, like a blue ocean right there?
You know when you have to take a shit and you just... just goes all to the bottom, and it's just you just keep taking a piss, and that's what fucking comes out. But
it looks like he came first, and then he had to pee after.
This is crystal clear blue water. You got some pineapple in there. You got some shredded ginger. You got some vodka, some Blue Lagoon, a little bit of gin, and some peach schnapps in there.
No live lobster.
Nothing sea related besides from that, and one piece of coral for garnish.
Why'd you just say Blue Lagoon? Like everyone knows what that is.
What, isn't Blue Lagoon like a ship? Was it a name after a popular ship or something?
No, like Blue Lagoon is the Blue Lagoon. Right out of SpongeBob, man. That's what it's fucking.
It's not right out of SpongeBob. That's been around long before fucking millennials, man.
No, it's from SpongeBob.
Can't take these. But no, it's a nice drink. It's a nice summery drink. It's got some summer flavors. It's got some coconut in there as well. So that's what I'm drinking. And what are you guys drinking over there?
I honestly just poured a shot of summer watermelon and maybe an ounce of 7-Up. I don't know why I did that, but you didn't bring me any ice. You're the only one using ice. So
my glass is empty.
It is refreshing. It is refreshing. OB still hasn't poured you a glass.
I'm waiting for the dad jokes, and then I'm going to fill up.
I actually had a listener tell me that they think that Nick doesn't drink during the show. So he actually called you out.
I don't drink during the show?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Put him on blast, eh?
Yeah.
I probably drink more than you guys.
During the show?
During the show and in general.
Maybe. I'm just saying.
And I shouldn't be proud of that, but
sounds like you are unabashedly proud of that. I don't know about during the show.
No, what they told me was you're not as enthusiastic as you were because they think you stopped drinking during the show.
Oh, okay. So.
And that was my original question for you, is when it's all dark and cloudy like that and when it's raining, is your energy level the same? Because I find that my mood is very much dictated by like what's going on outside.
Really? Honestly, like I've been trying to wash my car for the last 2 weeks and it's not happening. Usually when I wash my car, I'll wash clean the inside. It's not happening, man. I've been waiting 2 weeks to fucking do it. Give me like 4 days of just nice hot.
It's coming up right away.
Nice hot summer. I'm okay with it. And then continue on, right?
Look at you guys, pretty responsible.
I think
it
does definitely dictate my mood a bit. I don't know. Like, I guess so.
I'm not a fan of rain.
I don't hate it.
It makes me lazy.
Really?
Yes.
See, that's kind of my thinking too. I mean, that was some of the arguments you always get into where people are like, ah, oh, I wouldn't want to move to like California or a tropical island because it's summer all year and I need the change of seasons to like appreciate stuff. What? Man, that's it. If I could be out where there's some nice sun and the weather's nice where I'm going to put on a parka and I can just relax and chill, I'll take that every day.
They don't take that into account though. I feel like when people answer that question, especially here, they're just like, oh, well, I need the winter. And they're just thinking of like, the landscape and how it looks and how nice it looks and stuff, right? But they don't take into account the fact that you have to put on triple socks and a parka and big ass fucking, you know what I mean? Like mitts and big toques and stuff. They just, it's like they forget about it.
My goal in life is not to have a big house, fancy cars, lots of money. It's just to have one season throughout the entire year where you don't have to change tires. You never have to...
Think about
boots,
all the shit you gotta do that comes with.
Buy a hat. You gotta buy a jacket.
You gotta lose a hat every year.
You gotta shovel every day. Why? When you can wake up, it's the same type of weather. You wear the same shorts for the last 5 days. You're good to go, man.
Now, is that are we slanted in our thinking? Because I know a lot of people are like, you know what? Like, I don't mind the cold. I'd rather be too cold than too hot. Right, I'm not from that camp, but I know a lot of people always say that. Or people in winter, when we're wearing our long pants and our stuff like that, our sleeves, our toques, our mitts. I see some other guys just walking outside. Like I've seen guys walk outside in shorts, where I'm like, it is freezing cold. I need my jacket. I need like my, like you said, long pants, double socks. And these guys scooting around in shorts. So maybe are we in the minority in this part?
I don't think so at all. I don't think we're in the minority.
I think whoa.
Woo, it's hitting them hard. That water, that double water he's pouring down.
What kind of shot did you just take?
I'm trying to prove everyone wrong here. The one thing I can't stand is when the first snowfall comes, everyone takes pictures, snaps. And it's like, oh, it's here. What do you expect, man? Like, this is happening for the last 30 years of your life, man. Like, it's the same shit over and over again.
Well, 18 for B, but yeah, I get what you're saying, man.
You're so rude on the mic, it's not even funny, man.
I have a question. What's your two favorite episodes of all time that we've had?
Two favorite episodes of Thirst World Problems?
Of Thirst World Problems.
Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify.
I want to talk about podcasting in general after this, but that's my question.
My two favorite... One of my favorites pops to mind is, I'll give you one from season one, and one from season two. So one from season one was, the first time we interviewed Mike Suski, because that interview came out of nowhere. Didn't know what to expect. And there was a lot that we got on tape and we were able to share with the world, but there was so much that was just too far. Like that guy is too far gone. So that was a fun interview from, and we were early. So we were learning it out, like meeting people for the first time, having these conversations. And this guy came, like he just brought it. He just brought some crazy, crazy stories about the One Punch Assassin, Coke in Miami. Yeah. Like it was classic, classic stories. And then from this season, I think one of my favorite episodes, and I think you alluded to it earlier, we've had so many great episodes. First time talking to Belinda was great. She came with a poem for us, talking to Terry.
I didn't hear about this poem.
You heard the poem?
No, I didn't.
Sure you did. We'll include it in this episode. We'll play it right now.
Nick, Bell, and B, welcome thee to the Boozy podcast that talks about topics vast. Sports, music, stories of the drunk. These three Canadian guys are the slam dunk.
Whoa!
That's us. She's talking about us. That's the one that she wrote, and she said,
"Is my name in it?
Your name's in it."
Oh, nice.
That's why you said that. Eh? Okay, I gotcha.
B, what about you?
My two favorite?
Yeah.
One I actually really liked was, well, who's the fitness person we had on?
Irene,
yeah, Gavelnik. She was actually one of my favorites because it was right before Christmas, remember? Mm-hmm. It was like in December and everyone was eating, just fucking getting fat and shit, just drinking whatever. Remember how much, what's that stuff that comes around that I was telling you guys is always in store? Eggnog.
Okay, yeah.
Eggnog.
Year round, you were saying, yeah.
We were slamming the eggnog, just milk, right, and just drinking as much milk as we could, burgers, you know, dinners every 2 days and stuff like that. And she put us in our place because remember she was saying, like, moderation and
portion control, yeah.
Remember, like, that she was saying something about, like, you could even do it in the car or something as you're driving. So rewind to that one if you guys want to hear what I'm talking about.
It's probably something to do with clinching.
I like that one because it put it into perspective and it just made us all feel like shit, right? So, I like that one.
Interesting.
And the second one, you can't go wrong with when Mr. Nick told the world that Kevin Love was an all-time top five player in the league.
How long ago was that?
Dude, that was like fucking 6 months ago.
No, it was.
That was early in season two. It wasn't that long ago.
That still gets talked about.
That was a legendary moment.
That was a great moment. That's one of my favorites as well. Me mentioning about Kevin Love. The other.
So you treat it as a joke now, eh?
Yeah.
Like, do you realize that the mistake you made or no?
It wasn't a mistake.
So you don't think it's a joke? You just, like, do you think it's a joke or do you think it's just, oh, I said it? Like, what's your thinking on that situation?
I said it and that was it. You just go on.
Okay. Sounds good.
I think you want me to, like, say, like, I'm wrong or something.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
I think what makes it better is if I don't say anything and keep this whole mystery going, right? So that's one of my favorite episodes. Another favorite episode is our first guest when we had the Doc, the legendary Doc. And during that interview, we, you know, this is when you guys were kind of green, right? Like, and the one thing I mentioned during the interviews is don't chew gum. Don't try to make noise. Don't try to, like, you know, hand gestures and hit the table and stuff like that. And the first thing that, right off the bat, Doc's just eating chips, and you could just hear it like crazy. Fuck. And he was trying to hype up this one question he had, and he didn't even ask it. Then we were off the air, and then he was asking us the questions to the guest. Like we could answer for the guest, right? And then we fired him. So that was one of my favorite moments. I think that was a great time.
If you guys want to hear, you know, us not professionally, you know, if you listen to that first episode, you can definitely, I think, see the increase in productivity, the production,
and the lack of alcohol I drink these days.
Yeah, I don't even think you could have spoken.
Give me the story on this.
You got the story, man.
How did it start?
He's trying to get you to name. Don't let out your sources, man. Don't leak your sources.
No, what I told you is exactly what happened. We got.
Where did this come from?
On the site.
What do you mean? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, how did it just
someone
come out?
Someone
sent us a message through the site.
Someone.
Oh, on the site. Okay, sorry.
Someone.
The website that is soon to be released. So pay attention to www.thirstworldproblems.ca. Leave us a voicemail. Send us a message. Get a hold of us.
So someone is a very dedicated fan, and they could tell how you're not being as enthusiastic anymore. So I'm not you. I can't just start talking shit to them or be like, what do you mean? I'm just letting you know, man.
Do you guys believe that? Without me drinking heavy, am I the same?
Oh, you're definitely the same. I'm just saying in terms of what this person said, that's what they thought.
Fair enough.
Right? To me, you seem a little bit more sad.
I'm more sad now?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why?
I don't know. It's kind of like you're looking over at the bottle graveyard and you're like, man, I remember when I used to be cool.
I used to be cool?
Wow.
Explain
so that's
that.
How you feel? I didn't know that's how you felt about alcohol, Bill. That you have to be like cool to, like, if you drink, you're cool.
Oh, you don't have to be cool to drink. I'm just saying that during that period of his time, that's when he was cool.
I thought you were an old head, man.
Let me tell you.
And I can enjoy a drink responsibly.
Bottles.
You can do it responsibly. And there's great great bottles that you can drink that aren't alcoholic, like we'll get into in our next interview.
You guys didn't notice I cut my hair?
Did I notice?
I'm so choked.
I didn't notice.
I noticed your beard was straighter.
I'm so choked. I literally cut my fucking long ass hair off. And you guys did the
cigarette. I just saw you 3 days ago.
I've been waiting for an hour, man. You just saw me 3 days ago, man. I'm so choked.
Is that why you kept whipping your head back and forth?
You don't remember, man? I used to play with my hair all the time and just fucking flick it back. Now I don't do shit.
And we're best friends.
Folks, I got a little question to ask you guys. So there's a big article that just came out yesterday regarding Apple podcasting. Now, they want to start doing exclusive content for Apple listeners. So the only way you can listen to, a lot of these podcasts, including ourselves, we channel it to multiple places, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasting, etc., Stitcher. Now, they want to start doing exclusive podcasting to only, platforms. So, for example, let's say music, Jay-Z tracks, anything new for Jay-Z will be on Tidal, right? Or Beyonce, but you won't get, let's say, on Spotify, right? So how do you guys feel that this is kind of the direction that they're kind of focusing on? I've seen on social media, some people like it, some people don't, because now they have to get, specific apps for one podcast that they want to listen to, et cetera, et cetera. So what are your thoughts, Bell, on this?
So for Apple to start doing this is a little bit of a reactionary move. So some of the major podcast platforms have been doing this. Spotify's got some deals that are in work. There's been some other platforms that have gotten exclusive stuff or some that's time released, kind of like how you see for video games, right? Like first on Sony for the first few months and then it goes to Xbox.
What do you mean by that?
So if you get a DLC content, so some of it is they have a limited time exclusive to that one console and then it gets released later on to all the other consoles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So some people have been doing that with certain podcasts, the bigger ones. So essentially all this is going to affect is big name podcasts, right? So they're going to pay a lot of money to some crazy comedian or actor or whoever
Why
it is.
Why is it a crazy comedian?
Because they're not just going to do it for a regular comedian, right? They're not just going to be go to Rumors and be hey, we're going to cut you this crazy deal when you're only a so-so comedian. They're going to have a crazy deal to a crazy comedian. So whatever, they're going to get this someone popular that you already know. They're going to develop this podcast just for Apple to try to bring more eyeballs in there. So it's something that's been going on for a little while. And personally, that's just the way the world works in my eyes. It won't really affect any of the smaller guys like us. So it's something that they had to do, I think. It's just something that the industry has been moving towards and it's like brand name television. It's like that cable. It's like an HBO going up against a local station. So
I really think it's a hard thing to, some bigger podcasts. But one thing that came to my mind was let's say Joe Rogan. I don't think something like that is going to be exclusive to one because it just seems like he's not the type of guy that's going to be, I don't give a shit about being exclusive.
But that's where they're coming from, though. Apple's just going to pay so much that it has to be, right?
Oh, right. Don't get me wrong. That's in the end of the day, that's what it's going to be. But really, is that, are we just going back to what radio is again? You know what I mean? The whole purpose of podcasting was to get away from radio, right? And it's going to be interesting for the next few years of what's really going to happen. B, what do you think that's going to happen? Well, how do you feel about it?
Again, like Bell said, I don't think it's going to really affect the smaller guys too much. But it really depends who they get. Because with podcasts, there's a bunch of podcasts that a lot of people know. Just even the average person that might not even listen to a podcast knows what the Joe Rogan podcast is. Or, there's some other ones that are... Like, for example, what's the one where they go on... on stage and ask questions, or they do interviews and stuff. This is the most popular thing ever. TED Talks.
Okay.
If you're doing a TED Talks exclusive, so big ones like that, I think could definitely pull people in. And I think in their view, they're being strategic because if they do it early, they could be the ones that all just have the best ones. And from there, they can link it that people start using that app now to search for new smaller ones. And then they just end up being on that app. Like, for example, for me, for music, I always used to use Spotify. Hated any other thing, always use Spotify, loved it, right? And I still think Spotify is better. But one of my friends was like, you know, why don't you use Apple Music? You have an iPhone. I was like, well, no, this is better, right? People can make playlists. It doesn't have to be approved by anyone. Like, it's just there. But I changed to Apple Music because there was a 3-month trial, and my trial on Spotify ran out, right? So, and then, I guess Apple came out with a student pricing before Spotify did. So I was like, okay, well, I already use this, and all this music from the last 3 months is already here, so I'm just going to stay here. So now I'm on a platform that I honestly think is inferior, but it does what I want it to do, and now anytime something comes out, I look at it through there. Mm. I don't care what else it's on, right? So I think they're trying to make it so if more people are on it now and the more popular ones you listen to it on it now, in the future, that's what you'll use. But that's how I'm thinking.
Well, that's it, because this is the first time that Apple has, like, this month has been the first time that Apple's dipped below 60% for the podcast market. Like, they've always been 60 or above. So now with all these new companies starting to do stuff and the amount of money that Spotify is putting into podcasting, they're actually starting to see a little bit of a dip. So now they're taking some of these other initiatives kind of seriously, right? So I don't know. Are you going to be more enticed? Like, if they land Kevin Hart gets a podcast, are you going to be more enticed to listen through?
I'm not going to listen.
To, you know, but, or LeBron, like, you know what I mean? Just like some popular. Are you going to be more likely then to be like, okay, well, I'm going to just download all my stuff from Apple? And I mean, already Apple is usually where all the other podcasts are pulling from your iTunes. I mean that we're getting inside podcasting, but essentially you put something out to iTunes and you're going to reach all the other distributors for podcasts. They'll pull from the iTunes data and get it out. So they have a foothold. They just don't want to see their market share slip anymore. So it's interesting what you're saying, though. But then doesn't that also give the little guy then a little bit more room to maneuver if you can be like, oh, okay, well, those guys are like, you know.
There's plenty of room right now.
That's also true.
Yeah. To add something about Spotify and Apple Music, I think the one thing I like Apple Music. The only thing I just don't like is the one-up Spotify has is it tries to sync what songs you would think you would like if you make your own playlist, and then you can just quickly add it. You know what I mean? I think that's just so much easier. Then you can just put the list, but the quality of the audio is just so poor, I think. But it's going to be very interesting what's going to happen. Again, I'm just not a fan of being exclusive. Like, obviously, you know, we're not up there yet for being exclusive, but like, you know, your main podcasting, you know, you could be exclusive and you might have to start paying for it. You know what I mean? If they're paying these guys, obviously, where's that money has to go somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? So your favorite podcast could be, oh, now you got to pay a subscription fee of, let's say, $2 a month or maybe $5 a month. Who knows how much you have to pay? And then it gets worse and worse, right?
But I mean, it's not unreasonable if you like the content.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, if you have to start paying a monthly service, think about how many monthly services you're paying in general.
Yeah, that's right? True. Like,
so,
that, yeah, that's when it gets
so
out of hand.
So it adds up, man. Like, somehow there's always going to be some sort of money grab in the end. But I think when it comes to podcasting, I think the one thing I just annoys me the most is, you know, it'll be like Sirius XM Radio. They'll do a show and be like, yeah, check out our podcast. We have it on podcasting too. It's like, dude, that's a radio show. You literally just did a radio show. But now you're podcasting.
So then what is the big difference in your mind between radio and podcast?
So radio is going, like, for us, podcasting is supposed to be a gateway to just whatever you want to talk about. It could be, there's no ads.
It's not live, too.
It's not live. It's you pick it up and listen to
it. Well, sometimes there's ads.
Sometimes there's some, like, don't get me wrong. People do ads in the beginning, kind of get it over with, right? But I mean is there's some content that you just can't do that you can do on the radio. Vice versa, right? And you know, and I think at one point it was to a point where, you know, a lot of these celebrities who started doing podcasts, like every fucking athlete, every celebrity is podcasting now. Even if it's like one episode to 10, they're doing something, right? And it's to a point where you're listening to it, like even these like NBA, like Bill Simmons, man. He has a podcast, right? Bill
T.J. McCollum, man?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And, you know, these guys will be talking, dropping F-bombs, chewing the shit, what they feel like. It's just more of what you feel like. But when you're doing a radio show, you have railings, you have boundaries, you have... There's only script. You can't talk about certain things you want to talk about, right? And you're being told that this is the target that we want. When you do a podcast, you decide what audience you want. You decide what ad you want. You decide what episode you want to talk about. And that's the whole point. So when you go on, you know, you listen to it and there's a PTI podcast. No, you're just literally listening to the fucking show.
And it's not specific. Like, for example, if I'm listening to the radio, it's going to be, oh, there's this story about this guy in this city. I'll be like, oh, okay, whatever. And it'll be passive knowledge. But for example, today there's a podcast that dropped. It was Danny Ainge from the Celtics doing the podcast. And they were literally asking him stuff specific that I would love to hear. Like, how was Kyrie Irving in the locker room? Like, you know, how'd you feel when he said he was going to stay, but now when he left, how you feel? Like, just direct stuff that you would want to hear. There's no way I can get that type of, you know, connection to a radio show than I can with picking what I want. So, those are the main differences.
There's no filter when it comes to it. And I think that's what makes podcasting so great. You can hit it right in the core.
Is podcast an Apple trademark term?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Like iPod, are you sure podcast isn't Apple?
It was somebody phrased it as a podcast and
That's weird.
Oh, so you got some jokes, do you?
I got plenty of jokes.
Well, let's hop right into it. Let's do some jokes.
All right.
This is our new segment debuting for the second time on Thirst World Problems. Ha-has.
You know what they say about a guy with big feet?
What's that?
They say, sorry, sir, we don't have your size.
Fuck. That was okay.
I
smiled. I smiled.
You're going to tell.
I did smile, but...
You're going to go home and tell the family.
Go home and tell the family.
Well, no, because
that one was funnier than the joke. That'd be awesome. Just run to the door. Hey ma.
What do you say with guys with big feet? Sorry, I don't have your size. Anyways, who got next?
Bill.
Why can't you play a fair basketball game in the jungle? There's too many cheetahs.
That's a pretty good one too. That's okay. I was gonna say something about like the hardwood or something, or you know, but
what you got, B?
That's not bad. This is actually kind of a mean one, I'll be honest with you. But don't mean anything by this or anything. Just a disclaimer. What do you call karate for amputees?
What?
Bell, got anything?
No. What?
In partial arts.
Hmm.
That's all I get, man.
Mm.
That was the best one out of all of them.
This one's better. I thought I had a Chinese friend, but it was just my imagination.
I actually like that one. I actually like that
if you're
one.
Gonna attack a group, I guess like that's that a better one.
I like that one.
Let's be honest, you're gonna use that.
That was a good
you're
one.
Gonna use
you're
that
gonna
tomorrow.
Go home and tell your mom.
You're gonna use that tomorrow, aren't you?
I'm not gonna use that.
All right.
Why did the soccer ball quit the team? It was tired of being kicked around.
That was crickets, man. That was really a crickets one. Nick,
that was the best one yet, man.
What did you think about that one, Nick?
Not my foot. No, I didn't like that.
Go on, let's hear.
That was like a very white dad tucked in golf shirt with Air Monarchs that he bought for like
unlaced Air Monarchs.
Unlaced white and blue. He bought it for like the 15th time in like the last 15 years. Nice cargo pants, high socks, mustache, that type of dad.
That was a bad joke. I feel like if you say that though, no one's gonna laugh at you. everyone goes against each other, right? If you say that your joke's not good, no one will laugh at yours, right?
Impartial, so, man. I'm impartial.
I just pickpocketed a dwarf. I can't believe I swooped so low.
That's he just likes the word dwarf. He didn't give way for the punchline, man.
I pickpocketed a dwarf.
Just that word.
I can't believe I swooped so low.
You had him, man.
Yeah, you got me on dwarf, man. Fuck. Okay. This girl on Tinder asked me why I have an unlit cigarette in my picture. I told her I'm looking for matches.
That where do you think that one could go? Like in a message, do you think it's just like, well, that's stupid, or do you think people would think that's funny?
I think I would get an LOL, but if you actually watch them type that, it would just be like a dead face LOL. Just like, it's just being
straight lives.
Yeah.
Why don't skeletons ever go trick or treating? They don't have nobody to go with.
I like that one. That's a nice clever one. You know what I mean? Like I like that.
That's
one.
A good Air Monarch joke.
This one's kind of stupid, honestly. Even though SpongeBob is the main character, we all know Patrick's a star.
Hey, I like that one. That's,
there you go.
Man. It's my year, right? Nice.
3 for 3, man. 3 for 3.
No, you're not.
3 for 3.
Oh shit! And there we have it, folks. Another edition of. What do we call it?
Ha-ha.
Ha-has.
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 Or is it mwah? Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. For fuck's sake, you guys are too drunk, man.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.